Back in a bit.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is reshingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Time for your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee at 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Your score: Valley Heights 28, Onega 7. After 24 minutes of play, let's take a look at your unofficial stats from the first half. So their starting quarterback, Zach Fisher for the Buffaloes, before he left the game with an injury, he was 2-for-2 with 69 passing yards, and he also had 7 carries for 27 rushing yards as well. And Josh Daniels had a 49-yard reception, Jackson Coulterman had a 20-yard reception, and Donovan Mason has a 7-yard reception. As for the other rushers, Landon Colling, the starting running back, had 3 carries for 3 yards. Josh Daniels has 1 carry for minus 3 yards. And Hunter Lamont, the fullback, has 3 carries for 2 yards. And Jackson Coulterman, the backup quarterback, has 4 carries for 13 yards. Coulterman over the air is 1 for 5 with 7 passing yards. As for the Mustangs, starting quarterback Max Shanks is 3 for 4 for 35 yards. And all of those completions were to Royce Ekstrom, who has 3 receptions for 35 yards. As for the ground game, it's all about Jaden DeWalt. 9 carries, 3 touchdowns on 212 yards. Max Shanks, the quarterback, has 2 carries for minus 2 yards. Kate Dummermuth has 2 carries for 0 yards. Hasten Bigham has 3 carries for 10 yards. And taking now a look at the team stats from today's contest, a total of 220 yards rushing for Valley Heights compared to Centralia. Onega's 42, or other way around. No, I had that right. Yep, I left Centralia on my stat sheet. So 220 to 42 in favor of Valley Heights on the ground. 13.8 yards per carry for the Mustangs, and 35 compared to 76 passing yards in favor of the Buffaloes. So 255 yards for Valley Heights and 118 for Onega. 2 turnovers, 1 fumble, and 1 interception for Onega. No turnovers for Valley Heights. 2 penalties for Valley Heights for 25 yards. And that is a look at your first half stats. It has been a dominant first half for the Mustangs. Take a look at how things have unfolded so far. It all started with a 66-yard touchdown run by Jaden DeWalt with 5:51 left to go on the third play from scrimmage for the Mustangs. And the 2-point conversion was good by DeWalt. Then Onega was able to respond on a 3-yard touchdown run from Zach Fisher with 2:47 to go on a 75-yard drive. Then Onega fumbled, or rather had an interception from Jackson Coulterman. It was Max Shanks who was the receiver on that interception with 10:30 to go in the second quarter. Then with 4:49 to go in the second quarter, Jaden DeWalt got a 60-yard touchdown run on the first play of the drive, converting on the 2-point conversion. And then Jaden DeWalt did it again with 3:23 left to go from their own 30-yard line after a punt return that was brought back thanks to a holding call. So a 70-yard touchdown run from their own 30 on the first play of that drive. 2-point conversion was no good, make it 22-7. And then Jackson Coulterman fumbled it on a handoff exchange with 2:39 left to go in the second quarter to give the ball back to the Mustangs, where they converted with yet another touchdown, this time by Kaysen Bigham, his first touchdown of the season, with 15.2 seconds left in the quarter. And they were unable to convert on the 2-point conversion. So that's where we're at. 28-7, your score at the half. We'll go and step away for a break, and we'll come back with some scores around the area here on your halftime show. And it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Again, they're 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll be back here in a minute on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
First of all, we have a website, HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, our score 28-7. Valley Heights leads Onega. Taking a look at some of the scores around the area. At the half, Washington County leads Frankfort 26-18 in a close one to Frankfort after a tough loss last week, losing by quite a bit. Nice to see them bouncing back. The Pleasant Ridge High Rams are currently leading the Oskaloosa High Bears 22-7 at the half. Elsewhere, Axtell already final against Hartford 54-0, a run rule on that one. At the half, Jackson Heights leads the Ravens from Morehill Mounts 24-7. Also at the half, Atchison County leads Jefferson County North 24-0. Hiawatha leads Jefferson West 20-0 at the half. Hiawatha lost their quarterback Brent Barnhill in the first quarter due to an injury. And also we have Holton leading Sabetha 21-0 at the half. Centralia, last we checked, was up 19-0 over Christ Prep. Omaha Central, last we checked, was up 34-0 against Rose Valley in the first quarter. Let's see what else we have here. See if I can find anything else on the Twitter machine. That's a pretty reliable place to go, right? Fairly Compton leads Riverside 21-6 after the Cause had a tough loss last week. Hayden leads Silver Lake 21-3. Silver Lake has a couple turnovers in that one. Also, a game that isn't really in our area, but Norton leads number 2 Smith Center 18-6 with 2:42 left to go in the third quarter. Let's see if any of these are area games. I've mentioned it. Nope. Where else? We have Manhattan High. After beating Derby last week, they lead Topeka High 42-0. What an upset win they had against the number 1 team in all of the state. Big win for some of those folks in Manhattan, if you know what I mean. And that looks about like all I got as of right now. I'll continue to try to stay updated with some of the area games. But again, that's about all I have at the moment. So, once again, this one, 28-7 in favor of Valley Heights, trying to bounce back after their week one loss to Centralia, 34-14. And they are doing so very well with, again, 212 yards, 3 touchdowns from sophomore running back Jaden DeWalt. And their sophomore quarterback Max Shanks also doing a good job of leading their offense to a very solid first 24 minutes of action. We'll go and step aside for one more time here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Once again, our score, Valley Heights 28, Onega 7, here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
We are at the half. Our score, Valley Heights 28, Onega 7, about a minute away from getting the second half underway here at Rosen Hill Sports Complex in Onega. And it's all thanks to 212 rushing yards by sophomore running back Jaden DeWalt. He had a 66-yarder, then a 60-yarder, then a 70-yarder. He has been unreal. The Case Bigham also has a 1-yard touchdown as well. So quite the game it has been. And being told that Axel Hartford game was over at the half, by the way, for those who are wondering, the state champs certainly has been, they certainly have been living up to their expectations this season after winning 82-38 last week over Care Paravel Latin School. They dominate once again. And Axel, they struggled a little bit with the Lions in that first half. They were trailing 26-22 at the break, but then outscored them 60-18 in the second half. Unbelievable performance from Isaac Detweiler, who had 8 touchdowns in that game, 4 over the air, 4 on the ground. He certainly is going to continue to be one of the most dominant quarterbacks at any level of Kansas high school football. He actually received an offer from Benedictine University. So congratulations to him on that. And I'm sure he can be very successful wherever he goes, at on the field or just in the classroom. He is just a great kid. He was our player of the week in this last week. Be sure to check out on those every week on our website, msdsports.net. Also, for more high school football action, check out our weekly locker room chats here on KMZA every Wednesday and Thursday evenings. Talk to all of our area coaches. Also, after tonight's game, check out our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank, our high school scoreboard show. And before every single game at 6 o'clock, check out our Friday Night Fever, which is your preview for all the area games. That's presented by GN Banks. Catch that on your way to the game starting at 6 o'clock with myself and Brandon Tatman. He does the games. He does all sorts of games, CARE, KNZA, he does it all. So great stuff that we like to do every single week, getting you ready for all of your Friday Night Lights action. Also have all of your area scores, not just for football, but for volleyball, cross country, in all of your fall sports, golf, tennis, everything, on msdsports.net. We are really ramping up our local high school coverage this year. And we're very excited to be covering Northeast Kansas High School Athletics this year. And we'll continue to do so all the way till next summer with your basketball during the winter, your baseball, softball, everything. We're going to be covering everything at msdsports.net. And so be sure to stay tuned to that. Doing a fantastic job of keeping you updated on all of your local sports. And they added a few more minutes back onto the clock, but we'll go keep it right here. Again, 28-7 our score at the break. And I believe, if I'm correct, it is going to be Valley Heights getting the ball out of the break. They have been able to really ramp things up here in the second quarter. It was 8-7 at the end of the first, 20-0 in the second. A couple turnovers, and converting on those, the result of that. The offensive line has certainly been giving wide open holes for Jane DeWalt to run through. We saw a little bit of that speed and that ability to break plays open last week against Petrelia when he had a 50-yard touchdown run with 2:07 left to go in that game. They were out of it, but still able to break out that play and show the coaches, hey, give me some more touches. And he certainly has paid it off here in this one. There was a little bit of a time in between his 66-yard touchdown and his 60-yard touchdown where he didn't get any touches. Well, he had two touches. He had a loss for 4 yards and a gain of 3. And the coaches stopped giving them the ball for a little bit, and as a result, the offense kind of sputtered. But then they gave him the ball back, and then on back-to-back drives, on back-to-back first plays of that drive, 60-yard touchdown, 70-yard touchdown. So just keep feeding him the ball. He has been certainly the key to success for this Valley Heights team. For Onega, their key to the second half, by stopping DeWalt offensively, is to get their backup quarterback, Jackson Coachman, into a rhythm a little bit, give him some protection. That's one thing he's been under duress quite a bit. And maybe have him throw some short throws. We saw him complete a 7-yarder right out of the gate. And after that, not much doing. Looks like I got another score or two here, courtesy of Kurtz. Didn't mean to do a play on words there, but Centralia leads Christ Prep 27-0 at the half, and then Pawnee City leads Wetmore 42-6 at the half at the six-man level. All right, so, yep, it is Valley Heights returning. DeWalt on the far side, Logan Gray on the near side. Grace Fisher booted away, the big man, the junior. Offensive defensive lineman. Junior kicks it away, and we're back underway. Gray will scoop this up. No, he won't. It'll go into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. And I'm kind of surprised they ruled that a touchback because it looked like to me that Gray was going to make a play on the ball. He didn't wave it off or anything like that. He just let it roll into the end zone. That was a fly a ball, but the official just prematurely called it touchback. The Mustangs get the ball, start the drive from their own 20. And I like that it starts at the own 20. Award the kicker for getting a nice boot into the end zone. As compared to, of course, the NFL and college where it's a 25-yard line. Max Shanks and Co. to boot it off, or excuse me, to start things off. Be awkward if they booted away here. Big pitch, inside handoff, right side to the big man, Case and Bigum. Start off the second half. And that one goes for one. It'll be second and nine. Start that game against Centralia. They went to Bigum a lot on these inside handoffs in between the guards and the center and weren't able to get a whole lot. Just a few, three, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, or more like 2, 3, 4 yards in a cloud of dust. And as a result, a lot of drives stalled out. Didn't really expand the playbook a whole lot, but here today, using Jade DeWalt, going more out wide, and as a result, it's really been working today. Fumble on the snap, but Shanks dives on it. It hit the body of Bigum as he was trying to fake hit it off to him, but he accidentally knocked it out. So that will be a loss of one for Shanks. Really is unfortunate that goes down as a minus a rushing yard. So third and 10 from their own 20. Shanks trots over from the Valley Heights sideline after talking to head coach Cody Trimble, second year as the head coach, 4-6, his career record, 4-5 last year, 0-1 this year. They're going to spread it out here. Three receivers left, one to the right from the near side hash, dropping back to pass. Shanks out of the gun, throws over the middle, and incomplete, but there's a flag on the play. Ekstrom stopped on his route and got hit from behind. That's going to be a pass interference. If he would have kept running his route, he would have been able to make the catch. I want to make sure that is indeed what the call is. Two officials conversing here, right by the flag, which has been dropped at the 25-yard line. They will say it is pass interference. First penalty of the game for Onega. That moves them up to the 35-yard line with 10:19 to go in the third quarter. Our score 28-7. Your score update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Shanks under center. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Inside handoff, nothing doing that time. Might have got a yard from Case and Bigum. Four plays from scrimmage here in this first drive of the second half. No touches yet from Jade DeWalt. And they'll actually say that he got an extra yard on that one. Bigum has 5 carries for 13 yards. Had a touchdown in the first half. His score came with 15.2 seconds left in the second quarter. DeWalt, the tailback, made a motion going to the far side. Caden Dunremuth going to the end of the line of scrimmage on the far side. He now comes in motion to the near side. Taking a hand off. Shanks keeps it, and he is smothered. Nice play by Race Fisher. And it looks like he lost a yard. So it will be third down and 8. They allow Cody Trimble to really come way out from the sideline. From the far side. Didn't know that was allowed. he had to stay behind the out of bounds line, but I guess I was wrong in that assumption. Or maybe give him a yard or two of leeway, but he is way out, maybe about 10 yards from the out of bounds line. Jenks, under center, takes a snap. Hand off. It's to DeWalt. He's got the first down and more. There he goes again to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat, and he is gone again. Jaden DeWalt is fourth touchdown of the day. This one from 63 yards out. And it is now 34-7 Mustangs. There is nothing Onega can do to stop Jaden DeWalt. Two-point conversion on. Went in between the left tackle and the left guard that play. Once he got into the secondary, just turned on those afterburners, and he was gone. And DeWalt was a little hasty on that snap, so it'll be a 5-yard false start against. I mean, he just got the touchdown. So 8:23 remaining in this third quarter. Dunvermuth in the game. So is Ekstrom. Couple wide receivers for the Mustangs. We'll have Ekstrom wide to the near side. Dunvermuth in the slot. Pick him at fullback. To all the tailback. Shanks under center. Takes the handoff. Rolls to his right. Throws on the back pedal and incomplete, trying to go to Dunvermuth. And three consecutive two-point conversions failed, but it is 34-7 trying to get this game out of reach. We'll send it to a break here in our Game of the Week on KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
KMZA.
34-7 lead now for Valley Heights at Onega with 8:23 left to go in the third quarter. A 63-yard touchdown for Jaden DeWalt. And he has just been unbelievable. This drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debts. Online at highlandcc.edu. 10 carries, 275 yards, 4 touchdowns for, again, the sophomore running back, Jaden DeWalt. I'll kick it away. This one only gets about 5 feet above the ground. This one picked up by Hunter Lamond, and he's going to be taken down across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Buffaloes, but their offense has not really been able to get anything going since their starting quarterback, Zach Fisher, left the game with less than 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Jackson Coulterman getting play calls from his father / head coach. Talked to Ben during our weekly locker room chats, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 on KMZA. Also talked to Cody Trimble as well. Holzman under center, man in motion. And a pick handoff, keeping himself, and he is swallowed up in the backfield for a loss. First play of the second half for that Onega offense will be a loss of four. And they actually will say it's closer to a 5-yard loss, I believe. No, let's say four. What a way for this Valley Heights defense to bounce back after a rough week last week. Definitely could take away positives from that 34-14 loss. Pitch left side, and Josh Daniels going to swallow up way behind the line of scrimmage. There's a flag on the play, and that tackle made by Royce Ekstrom. Taking down all the way back to the 25-yard line, that'd be a loss of 9, sorry. And we'll check on the flag here. That's going to be a face mask against the Mustangs. I don't know if that was on the tackle or not. It's hard to tell. But either way, Valley Heights with their first penalty of the half. Third of the game for 40 yards. Donovan Mason, the lone wide receiver split out wide. He's on the right side. And now timeout called by Coach Coulterman. With 7:17 left to go, we'll take it with him. It's 34-7 Valley Heights leads Onega here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
7:17 to go here in quarter number three. Valley Heights plays Onega at Onega, 34-7 here at Rosenfield Sports Complex. Reminder that coming up after today's contest, be sure to stick around for all of your local scores around the area with our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. A lot of great games going on around the area. Already have one game that's final. Axel defeated Hartford 54-0 at the half. More scores. Troy, I don't know if that's the final or not, 63-0 over Valley Falls. I think they're still going in that one. 14-14 between McLeod and Horton. Both those teams trying to snap long losing streaks that extend multiple years. Whoever wins that game, I said this during Friday Night Fever, whoever wins that game is going to be partying tonight. And a handoff left side, not much doing there. Fake handoff, rather. Coulterman keeps it. And no gain. I'll actually say he lost one. Or two. What a game we have for you next week here on our Game of the Week on KMZA. It's Axtell, the reigning undefeated champs. They're going to be on the road at Clifton Clyde. That's going to be a huge matchup. And what I'm being told, haven't called a game from there in a very long time. Be sure to stay tuned for that huge matchup right here on KMZA next week. Ultimate back to pass, moves to his left, throws it. Double coverage, intercepted. And that is going to be Royce Ekstrom, and he goes out of bounds. See where yard marker he's at. So he's at the 23-yard line, so return about 15 yards. Royce Ekstrom with the second interception of the day, third turnover from the Buffaloes. The things are starting to go from bad to worse here for Onega. I guess last week getting a 21-0 win at McLeod. But it's been a rough go for them here at home after their road win. So 6:44 left to go here in quarter number three. They have the ball at the Onega 24-yard line. Handoff is to Bigham left side. Gain of a few on that first down play. They got three on that one. So next week with that game between Axel and Clifton Clyde, our ZN Banks Friday Night Fever starts at 6. Catch you up on all of your games that are going on in the area. And some previews with your matchups and some pregame interviews as well from coaches around the area. Takes you up to 6:45 for your pregame and then 7 o'clock kickoff. And off. Bigham right side. Biggest run of the day near the first down 6. Did he get there? From 7 yards away. It's close. Right on the line. And I think they said that he got it. They'll move the sticks. No, wow, okay. The official on the far side was way off on his marking. And that was kind of my guide on there. He really let me down on that play. But either way, it's a 5-yard run. It still is his longest play of the day. Jenks under center. Everyone at the line of scrimmage. Bigham again. Tries to dive across the first down marker, and he does so. He'll move the sticks. And it's his fifth carry of the half. Jaden DeWalt has not had a carry in this third quarter. I think you're kind of just saving him at this point. It was a game of 3. And now at the 11-yard line. So it's going to be pretty much a first and goal from the 11, essentially. But, of course, the first down marker will be at the 1. DeWalt has been in the game the entire time. Just haven't really been giving him the ball. See if maybe they change that up here. Give it to Dummermuth on the misdirection. Goes down to the outside. Can he get the 5-yard line? Pylon, but good job tracking him down from behind by the speedster Jackson Holterman. Looked to me like Dummermuth was in the clear, but a fantastic job by the sophomore tracking down from behind. It is a 6-yard carry, though, for Dummermuth. It's longest of the day. He had a couple carries in that first half. 1 for 3, 1 for -3. So 4:23 left to go now in the third quarter from the 5-yard line. Second and 4. Working from the far side hash now. Banks under center. And it off to Bigham, and looked like he almost lost the ball. Good job holding on to it. Kind of pinned it against his thigh pads. Looks like he got a couple. It'll be 3rd down and 1. So let's say he actually got 3 on that play. Being the fullback. And it's been working. Thanks. That's going to be a false start. Bigham left his 3-point stance too early. So I'll back him up 5 yards, and that will make it 3rd and 6. Clock stops with 3:28 left to go. So from the 7, Shanks has not completed a pass or even attempted a pass here in the second half. Another flag, more movement, another false start. Third penalty of the half. They have 50 yards of penalties in today's contest. Had a personal foul on a interception return in the first half. Now it's 3rd and 12. And off left side, DeWalt. There he goes to the outside. He got the first down and the touchdown. On his first carry of the second half, he gets another touchdown. It's actually the 13-yard line is where the line of scrimmage was there. So 13 more, that's 11 carries, 288 yards, and 5 touchdowns for Jaden DeWalt. I wonder who our game, see whether player of the game is going to be. I have a slight feeling it might be him. 3:28 left to go here in the quarter. And off right side, Bigham trying to power it in. And does he get there? No, he does not.
The 2-point conversion is no good.
That's 4 straight 2-point conversions failed, so that might be something that the team goes over during practice this week, but ultimately that's going to be kind of one of those nitpicky things because this team is up 40-7 over Onega with 3:28 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break, 30 seconds, back here on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Kansaland Radio.
Jaden DeWalt did it again. This kid just has a knack for the end zone. 11 carries, 5 touchdowns, 288 yards on his day. He has one from 13 yards out to put them ahead 40-7 on the road, Valley Heights here at Onega. Just a reminder that we have more football tomorrow. K-State hosts Missouri in a former Big 12 / Big 8 matchup. I'll be here also on 92.1 KMZA, 11 o'clock kickoff, 9 o'clock for your pregame. It'll be Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber on the call as always. Matt Walters on the sideline. Big matchup for both those two teams. Both those two teams think that they're going to win that game. Something's got to give. K-State, as of September 1st, betting legal in the state of Kansas, so might as well say it. 7.5-point favorites are the Cats. It's going to be a rainy and chilly afternoon in Manhattan tomorrow. 63 the high, rainy. We'll see how good the crowd is on hand. I've seen some secondhand tickets being sold for as much as $250. So, expecting the place to be pretty packed. It's very difficult for a lot of people to get a hold of secondhand tickets. There's a kick away. It's about 3 feet off the ground. It rolls to 35, picked up the 34. And a nice little return here by Hendon Culling, who hasn't really got the ball a whole lot today. Mainly because they've been needing to pass since they've been down most of the game, but he returns it to the 43-yard line.
Hendon Culling on the return.
Culling only has 3 carries on the game. All those were in the first half. They've only ran the ball twice this half and has resulted in minus 6 yards. Also, one pass attempt and that was an interception. So, not the ideal start to this half. But here is a nice run on first down by the big man, Braden Cale, the freshman, 5'6", 185. And they gave me the wrong number on my program here. That was actually Gavin Coulter. So apologies on that. Gavin Coulterman, 195-yard freshman. That was a gain of 11. longest run of the game. Jackson Calderman on the keeper will gain a couple as the wind is starting to pick up a little bit on the field. As it's starting to feel a little bit of the press box. It's a nice little breeze as north wind starts to shift, and that's where cold front's going to kind of come through tonight. Temperatures are going to get down to the low 60s this evening, and we'll kind of stay there for most of tomorrow. As mentioned, with a ton of rain, supposedly on its way. And that ended up just being a one-yard gain for Coulterman. So second and nine from the Valley Heights 44-yard line with 2:04 to go in quarter number three. Gavin Coulterman back in the backfield. Gelzer lined up wide to the right. Mason wide to the left. Miscommunication, and Coulterman was expecting to hand it off to Gavin Coulterman. He wasn't there. So instead, Jack Coulterman is going to lose 2 yards on the play. They have run six plays here in this half. Three of them have gone for negative yards, one for an interception. So it's really missing Zach Fisher right now. Really got to hope that he's okay, and hopefully they can maybe see him later on in the season. Again, we'll talk to head coach Ben Coltsman on his status coming up on this week's episode of Locker Room Chat on KMZA, 5:30 Wednesdays and Thursdays. Here's the handoff. Gavin Coltsman dragging some folks, running all the way down to the 40-yard line, so gain of 5 there. So 4th and 5, 47 seconds left. One more play until our final quarter is upon us. Jade DeWalt back deep, just in case they punt it, but it looks like they will not. Everyone on the line of scrimmage, with the exception of Donovan Mason, wide to the left. They get off, option, right side, flips it, and that's going to be incomplete. Looks like a forward pass, and that is what they're going to rule it. It was supposed to be a pitch to the right side to Landon Culling, but Culling was in front of Jackson Coulterman, so it is going to go down as an incomplete pass. And it'll be 4th down and 5, 12.1 seconds left, and that will stop the clock. Oh, my mistake. Sorry, that was 4th and 5. So now it's going to be 1st and 10 with 12.1 seconds left. Question is, how long do you keep your starters in if you're Cody Trimble? They're still in as of right now. Ace Nolan and Logan Gray in at wide receiver. Jason Bigham is going to come over to the sideline, though. This game has been all Mustangs since the end of the first quarter. It was 8-7 after 12 minutes of play, but since then, 5 rushing touchdowns by Jaden DeWalt. And it's going to be a timeout called by Valley Heights. We'll have 2 to work with in the final quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Starting to come to a close with the third quarter, 12.1 seconds remaining. Your score, 40-7, Valley Heights leading Onega. Your score brought to you by Holthouse, Auto House, and Fairview. It's been time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Be sure to stick around for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Get you caught up on all of your area scores as well as unofficial stats from tonight's contest. And we'll introduce our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Hand off. And this is to Montana Martin, who gets a nice carry on 1st and 10. Gets the first down and more across midfield all the way down to the 41-yard line. 19-yard carry by Montana Martin. It's been one of those days where they can kind of just do whatever they want on offense. And that will bring the third quarter to a close. We'll step aside for a minute. Be back here with your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
United Bank and Trust. Hi, this is Lacey Free with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Nemaha Central Thunder football season at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, September 9th. Meet us at the north parking lot near Thunder Field for your free NC t-shirt. We hope to see you on Friday, September 9th, while we cheer on the Thunder as they host the Royal Valley Panthers. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
40-7 after three quarters of play. It's been a dominant middle two quarters by Valley Heights. They have scored 32 unanswered points. And they have the ball from the Onega 41-yard line after a 19-yard run by Montana Martin. First play out of the break is going nowhere. And that was not Casey Bigham, actually. That was James Volkin, the freshman, on the carry, number 44. But that goes for no gain, so it would be 2nd and 10. Shanks still in at quarterback. Trying to get maybe one more score before they put all of their second strings in. And what has been a sizable victory, what should be a sizable victory here tonight. Shanks hands it off left side. And taking down the 35 is, I believe that's Logan Gray. No, it's actually Montana Martin again. Gain of 4. And another injured Buffalo, looks like. Couldn't tell who that was. I think it was somebody who was in on that tackle on that previous play. So we'll go ahead and step aside for an injury timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
That was Jackson Colchman who was down on that last play. He looks like he's okay, though. He came, he stood up and walked over to the sideline. He looks like maybe he got his bell rung. A little shaken up, but he looks to be fine. Obviously, since he was attended to, he can't play this play, but likely we'll see him here in a few plays. Miscommunication on the running play to the right side. Shanks running into the man in the backfield. I believe that was Vulcan again. So Shanks actually held on to the ball for a one-yard gain. So it'll be fourth and four. .10:25 to go here in quarter number four. It's Valley Heights 40, Onega 7. Your scoring update brought to you by Woodhouse Auto House in Fairview. Once again, it is Montana Martin, James Bolkin in the backfield. Shanks under center. Takes a snap. Hand off. Bolkin left side. Runs into a brick wall and it'll be taken down for no gain. And that's going to be a turnover on downs. Oh, correction. Sorry, that was Montana Martin. The announcer had it right that time. Clock stops 9:53 to go. Briefly talked about that K-State Missouri game tomorrow. If you want a full preview, be sure to check out our preview on our website, mscsports.net, written by yours truly. Should be a big game. Wrote my prediction on there as well. I have since changed it in my head, but I left it on paper. Just with the conditions likely tomorrow that both teams will be facing, it's likely going to be a pretty sloppy, gross, messy game, even though it is on turf, but still, it's going to be pretty sloppy and messy, a lot of running. I think that works out for K-State's favor, if you ask me, a little bit biased, but end off at the middle, and Gavin Cole's been running over folks continually. He has been doing that every single time he gets his hands on the ball. It's a 6-yard gain. Coulterman has 3 carries for 23 yards, and he is just one of those big guys that can run through you. Holton has defeated Sabetha 35-14. Omaha Central defeats Royal Valley 71-15. A couple of finals. We'll hear all of the final scores. Stay tuned to our Community National Bank scoreboard show. In off right side, Gavin Coltman again. This time, good job tackling at the ankles by the Mustangs defense. No gain that time. So big win for Holton after a tough loss last week. Both of those two teams are now 1-1. And Omaha Central, the Thunder, continuing to be one of the best teams in the state at their level with their dominant win here this evening. We'll continue to give you more scores as they come in, but again, if you want that full slate that's a lot more organized, definitely stay tuned to the scoreboard show. I'll take care of a few of the post-game show, but just kind of giving you a warm-up for the scoreboard show. That's when all the scores really start to pour in, is after all the games have really settled. There are a few games that have been finalized. Those are mainly the ones that have been more decisive. We had the 54-0 Axtell win over Hartford. That was at the half. We'll have Axtell at Clifton Clyde next week here on KMZA. That'll be a fun one. We'll see if the Eagles could possibly give the Eagles for their money. I completely forgot they're both the Eagles. So, 8:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-7 our score. Another timeout here. And we'll go ahead and keep it here. Talk more about that K-State-Missouri game coming up tomorrow. Adrian Martinez looked using the word a bunch today, sloppy. Last week, just 53 yards over the air, trying to get him more acclimated into Chris Kleiman and Colin Klein's system. We'll see if he can maybe do more over the air this week. There's nowhere to go but up after just a 53-yard performance. But he did a good job of not forcing any throws. South Dakota's cornerbacks were very good last week. So personally, you ask me, I'm not too worried about it. Now, if you're somebody who's maybe using Twitter, then yes, a K-State fan that's on Twitter, they are going to be worried about it because that's just kind of the nature of Twitter. It's rather you're the best team on the planet or the worst team on the planet. It's no in-between, no nuance. But if you ask me, I think K-State will be just fine with Adrian Martinez. The more practices he gets, and just remember that he didn't get a full offseason because of the injury that he dealt with. So the more practices he gets, the more reps he gets in games and in practice, the better he is going to be, and they'll be just fine, especially with, of course, having a Heisman caliber running back, a first round caliber left tackle, or actually left guard now, and oh, by the way, you have a first round caliber defensive end on the other side of the ball as well, Felix and DK is on this. K-State will be all right, and I think they're probably going to win tomorrow, but we will see what happens. Here is a little bit of miscommunication, but a handoff goes the right side to Landon Coing, the junior, getting his fourth carry of the game, first of the second half with 8:07 to go in the game. And it was a gain of a couple, and it's a fourth down and four. Excuse me, fourth down and two. It was third down and four, now fourth and two. Ball is at their own 33-yard line. Or excuse me, 43-yard line. 7:45 to go. Both these teams likely going to be 1-1 coming out of the stadium today. Pitch is low for Daniels, and it's going to be covered on by Montana Martin. Second fumble lost of the game by Onega. So with 7:27 left to go, another fumble by Onega. Valley Heights will get the ball at the Onega's 35-yard line, and timeout will be called by the Mustangs. We'll take it with them. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Those just joining us, it's been a dominant performance tonight by Valley Heights. 47, five touchdowns by sophomore running back Jaden DeWalt. Had one from 66 yards out, then 60 yards out, then 70, and then 63. That was in the first half, and then here the second half has one carry, a 13-yard touchdown. What a day it has been for the sophomore. And also a great job by Coach Trimble to not have him go too much here. And I think his day is most likely done. 11 carries, 288 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And that's in 26 minutes of game time. I mean, these are video game-like numbers. So Valley Heights will start to bring in some of their backups, including their quarterback, freshman Brady DeWalt, 5'5", 110 pounds. They'll hand it off right side to Montana Martin, and he'll be taken down for no gain. Ben Argenbright in on the offensive line. Also in there, Jay Esslinger. Get some of these numbers here. Yeah, you have most of the starters over there on the sideline getting ready for next week's game, which, by the way, is going to be home game versus Troy. End off, right side, Martin has some room to run. He's close to the first-time marker, and he's got it. Nice run by Montana Martin. Moves the six. See where they mark him down at the 24-yard line, looks like. Maybe a gain of 11. 6:18 and counting left. Longest carry of his day. Oh, correction. No, his first carry was 19 yards. Mistake. Also on that offensive line, Spencer Lee is in. He was a starter, but still in the game. Ace Nolan, sophomore in the game, a wideout. So is Gabriel Padilla. Now it goes to the right side. Well, Martin once again. Be a gain of 7. to get some of those other numbers in there, folks. Bear with me here. .518 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights, Swallowing Control over Onega, 40-7 our score. Jacob Sweet still in the game, starting left guard. It gets all the substitutes that are in as of right now. Right side, Martin, first down and more. And he is close to getting in. Down, it looks like inside the five, down to the three. 13-yard gain by Montana Martin. How about the 5'5", 140-pound freshman? He kicked one off earlier, too. You would say he's the future, but your starting running back is a sophomore. But he'll be a very nice change of pace back if they can get him to fully develop. Can't imagine what a DeWalt senior and a Montana Martin freshman, or excuse me, a junior would look like. That backfield would be pretty insane. And if Max Shanks could continue to improve in his game, that would also bode well for this team's future. Gavin Crowder in the game of fullback for Valley Heights. 5'8", 150-pound freshman. And into the end zone, touchdown for Montana Martin from 3 yards away. And it is now 46-7. What a game it has been for Cody Trimble and his gang, as he will move to 5-6 in his young career at Valley Heights. Going for two. They have failed in their previous four goes at it. Quite a bit of time between those whistles by the officials. Now we're ready to go. Under center is Brady DeWaltz, the quarterback. Take the handoff, looking to throw. The lefty throws towards the end zone. It is through the hands of Jay Esslinger. So it's no good. It'll stay 46-7. But it's been a dominant day at the office for Max Shanks, Jade DeWalt, and crew. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. So we'll keep it here, I guess. 4:12 left to go in this one. Again, 46-7. What a game it has been. We'll kind of recap what's happened here in the second half. It all started with a 63-yard rushing touchdown for Jaden DeWalt. And that was in the second half. So he has two carries here in the second half. One was a 63-yard touchdown, and one was a 13-yard touchdown. It has been just one of those days. He has been completely dominant, and nothing that Onega has really been able to do today for in response to him. It was an interception and a fumble in between there. So some defense getting in on the action, and then Montana Martin getting a 3-yard touchdown to finish things off. But there still is 4 minutes, 12 seconds left to go. Low kick, a couple bounces, rolls into the hands of Donovan Mason for the Buffaloes. Goes to the near side of the 30. There's a flag down, 35-40. This might be coming back, but there he goes. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown. If it holds up, we'll see. It'll be a 71-yard return for touchdown again if it stands. And it will not. Holding. Bring it back. A good run by Donovan Mason, the 5'9 senior, coming in at 125 pounds. That'll bring him back to the 19-yard line where the Buffaloes will start. And they haven't scored since Zach Fisher, their starting quarterback, had a 3-yard touchdown with 2:47 left in the first quarter. Those just joining us, Fisher left the ball game with 59 seconds left in the first quarter after he returned a punt, 21 yards. It was a left leg injury. It looked like it was an ankle, but no official word on that. Be sure to check on all of our scores, not just football, but for cross country, volleyball, tennis, golf, everything at mscsports.net. But if you're looking for your immediate scores and want to hear from us, stay tuned to our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank right after tonight's contest. And even before that, stay tuned to our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate, and we'll have our player of the game that's brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. A lot of great stuff coming up here this evening. Be sure to stay tuned. Hand off right side. And there goes Wyatt Boggs, the 5'8 sophomore. Tonight's carry. That'll be a first down on his first carry of the game. Got to ask if he's related to Wade. Sure, he's gotten that quite a bit. That was a 14-yard carry. We'll have the ball at the 34-yard line. PA announcer and the scoreboard are off after that 14-yard run by the sophomore. 3.5 left to go. Clock is winding down. Hand off up the middle. And you see the number there. That was number 35. White Boggs once again. Gain of 2. They get 2nd and 8. Once again, Axel at Clifton Clyde, your game of the week next week. And what a game that will be. The reigning champs, can they be tested? Or will they continue to cruise through their schedule? As for these two teams, next week, Valley Heights, they will host Troy in another league matchup. Here is a nice tackle in the backfield by Montana Martin for what looks like to be a loss on the play. Oh, before that, they have a legal shift, so 5-yard penalty. But as for Onega, they will be at Centralia, a tough game for the Buffaloes. Follow up this game. And if you didn't hear that, that was a decline penalty, so White Boggs with a 2-yard loss on that play. That makes it 3rd down and 10. From the 34-yard line, run up the middle. Solid gain. And that was Boggs again on the tackle. That was Ace Nolan. The gain of 6. On the defensive end, we have Boston Strikers in the game. I believe I heard that he got the tackle on that play. Creighton Smith still in the game on the defensive line. Ben Argenbright in the game as well, linebacker. Cornerback Brady DeWalt in the game as well. Boggs on that 4th down carry, getting 3 yards. That'll be a turnover on downs. 1:46 left to go. Taking a look at the rankings in Class 1A here. St. Mary's, Smith Center, Opie, Inman, and St. Mary's Colgan. Top 5, according to K-Preps. Centralia was, among others, considered. So was Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North, Riverside, and Troy. So a lot of CVL love, but not quite enough to get them into the top 5. As for Ketchikansas' rankings, Centralia is number 6, Troy number 7. And the only difference in the top 5 between K-Preps and Opie is number 5 in CIKs. Colgan is up to 4. Inman is at 3. St. Mary's, they have really a tough schedule. Here's a nice run by Martin up the middle on 1st and 10. It's a gain of 13. But last week, they defeated number 3 to a Rossville, 20-13. And then this week, and add this stat in real quick before we get back to that matchup. This week, they are playing number 6-3A Rock Creek, who lost last week. So, very tough game for the number one team in the state at 1A. Really challenging themselves in non-league. Conway Springs is also a team that's been challenging themselves last week, losing 6-0 to Garden Plain, who's a 2A squad. And Conway Springs this week is at 2A number 3 Kingman. Sedgwick, another team, really testing themselves. They lost to number 10 Hush Trinity last week. And this week they play at number 3 Inman. There's some really good games going on tonight. Not in the area, but just across the state. DeWalt loses it. He'll try to fall on it. Did he get it? Yes, he did. And that will do it. 46-7, your final score. A nice win from the Mustangs on the road here this evening. We'll take a break to have your post-game show coming up next here on KMZA 92.1.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Final score from Onega, Valley Heights, 46, Onega 7. Taking a look at some of your unofficial stats from tonight's contest. First for the Buffaloes, Zach Fisher, before he left the game, had 7 carries for 27 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown with 2 completions on 2 attempts for 69 passing yards. And then Jackson Colterman came in relief. He was 1 for 7 with 7 passing yards. As for the other rushers in tonight's contest, there were quite a few of them. The man who had the most carries after Fisher, well, actually had more carries than Fisher, actually. It was Jackson Colterman, had 8 carries for 6 yards, 5 carries for 23 yards for Wyatt Boggs, who came in the final couple drives of the game, 4 carries for 23 yards for Gavin Colterman, and 4 carries for 5 yards for Landon Culling, 3 carries for 2 yards for Hunter Lamond, 1 carry for minus 3 yards for Josh Daniels. Receivers out of the 3 receptions, 3 different receivers. Josh Daniels had the longest of the day for 49 yards. Jackson Colterman had 1 reception for 20 yards. And Donovan Mason had 1 reception for 7. As for Valley Heights, of course, the man leading the charge, Jaden DeWalt, 11 carries, 288 rushing touchdowns, 288 rushing yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns on the game. Also, 8 carries for 66 yards for Montana Martin. Good job in relief for the big man. 5 carries for minus 3 yards for Max Shanks. 3 carries for 6 yards for Caden Dummermuth. And Casey Bigham had 9 carries for 27 yards. James Vulcan had 2 carries for 4 yards. Max Shanks, he was 3 for 4 for 35 yards. All those came in the first half, and all of those yards went to Royce Ekstrom, who had those 3 receptions. As for your total stats, a total of 388 yards for Valley Heights, only 83 for Omega. 10.2 yards for carry for the Mustangs, 2.6 for the Buffaloes. As for, actually, those 388 to 83, those were the rushing yards. Total yards, it was 423 for Valley Heights, 159 for Omega, with 76 passing yards for the Buffaloes and 35 for the Mustangs. Four turnovers for Onega, 2 fumbles and 2 interceptions, 1 of each coming in each half, and 5 penalties for 50 yards for Valley Heights. A few things to improve on for next week's matchup. And that is a look at your stats from the contest. And your post-game show here on KMZA has been brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your player of the game here on our post-game show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Final score in this one, Valley Heights defeats Onega 46-7 here on your post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And now time for your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, this was an easy one, probably the easiest one we'll probably have all year long. 11 carries, 288 yards, and 5 touchdowns for Jaden DeWalt, the sophomore running back for Valley Heights, is your player of the game. Easy one for us this week. Now for some scores in the area, just a few of them. Don't have all of them. If you want to listen to all of them, be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show, or not post-game show, our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. So some of the scores we have here, Pawnee City defeats Wetmore in six-man. Also, Axel took care of business against Hartford, winning 54-0 at the half. Another game that ended at the half was Troy defeating Valley Falls 63-0. Centralia takes care of business against Christ Prep 40-0 in that one. And then Prairie Compton wins at home against Riverside 35-12. Hiawatha is now 2-0, winning at Jefferson West 26-7. Emaw Central gets their second win of the season, defeating Royal Valley 71-15. Holston defeats Sabetha 35-14. ACCHS wins a gutsy one at Jefferson County North 14-8. And then Jackson Heights wins at Marhill Mounts 50-21. Oh, one more, actually. Horton gets their first win in years over McLeod's 22-14. Congratulations, Horton. You deserve it. Go celebrate and have a wonderful Friday night and weekend. Well-deserved. It has been a long time coming for Horton and McLeod's, and McLeod will have to wait another week for them to get their first win in a few years as well. So that is all we have for you here today. Once again, 46-7. Valley Heights takes care of business on the road, gets their first win of the season. They improve to 1-1 as for Onega after their 21-0 win at McLeod. They fall to 1-1, and it'll be some interesting games for them next week, as mentioned. It'll be Troy, the team that Valley Heights has at home next week, and then Onega, they go to Centralia, who is probably going to be knocked on the door to be in the top five teams in the state after their win this week. Thanks so much to Kurt in the booth and back in the studio for pressing the ones and twos. I think it's what they say, but I don't know. I usually don't have to say something like that, but Kurt, I really appreciate you, man. I really appreciate all that you do to make this sound the way it does. Again, our final score, 46-7 from Jared Sluppy here in Onega. Until next week, have a good weekend and stay safe.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority.